We are experiencing an epidemic in our society. What is it? Joylessness. My name is Chris Montgomery, Senior Pastor of Fraser Church here in Montgomery, Alabama. Thank you so much for taking this journey with us as we discover how to live a life of true joy.
Welcome to Day 26 of Joy. Today's title is A Joy That Can Never Be Taken Away. St. Augustine said, "Where your pleasure is, there is your treasure. And where your treasure is, there is your heart. Where your heart is, there is your happiness." Our text is in John chapter 16, verses 19 through 22. Jesus knew that they wanted to ask him, so he said to them, "Is this what you're asking yourselves, what I meant by saying, 'A little while and you will not see me, and again a little while and you will see me'? Truly, truly, I say to you, you will weep and lament, but the world will rejoice. You'll be sorrowful, but your sorrow will turn into joy. When a woman's giving birth, she has sorrow because her hour has come. But when she has delivered the baby, she no longer remembers the anguish for joy that a human being has been born into the world. So also you have sorrow now, but I will see you again, and your hearts will rejoice, and no one will take your joy from you." John records Jesus' words to his disciples on the eve of his crucifixion. Dying men don't waste words. Every word that Jesus speaks holds the key to victorious Christian living. In these precious moments recorded in John 16, Jesus teaches his followers that their grief will turn into joy. Jesus knew that his disciples would grieve greatly after his death. However, he would rise again. When Jesus told his disciples, "Your sorrow will turn into joy," he knew that his resurrection would change everything. The resurrection of Jesus Christ changes death to life, defeat to victory, and grief to joy. The celebration of victory over death would overcome the pain of their loss. Jesus compares their future joy to a mother giving birth to her child. When a woman gives birth, she has sorrow because of the pain she is enduring. However, when that baby is born, her joy at the gift of a child replaces all the memory of her pain. What Jesus accomplished at the cross in an empty tomb brings victory over sin, death, hell, and the grave. The joy of Jesus has the power to overcome grief. A relationship with Christ brings new experiences and powerful moments that transform our lives and gives us new and joy-filled memories. If that's not enough good news, Jesus adds this statement in John 16, verse 22. "You have sorrow now, but I will see you again, and your hearts will rejoice, and no one will take your joy from you." The joy Jesus brings through the power of his resurrection is a joy that can never be taken away. Bruce Barton explains this endless joy with these words. "Because Jesus lives forever, the disciples' joy would be endless. No one, not the persecutors, not the doubters, the unbelievers, not the murderers, could take away their joy. This is a tremendous promise for all believers. No one can take away our joy." When we understand Christ's resurrection, it will have a powerful impact on our lives. The resurrection guarantees our forgiveness and assures us that Jesus will return. Jesus' resurrection realizes our hope to be reunited with believing friends and loved ones beyond death. No opposition or criticism should ever destroy or diminish our joy. When you find your true satisfaction in a walk with Jesus, the world cannot take your joy away. Because Jesus lives and reigns forever, he can and will always serve as the source of our joy that can never be taken away. As we close today's devotion, notice how our endless joy is connected to the eternal results of Jesus' death and resurrection. 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 3 through 9. "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. According to his great mercy, he has caused us to be born again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance that is imperishable, undefiled, and unfading, kept in heaven for you, who by God's power are being guarded through faith for a salvation ready to be revealed in the last time. In this you rejoice, though now for a little while, if necessary, you have been granted grieved by various trials, so that the tested genuineness of your faith, more precious than gold that perishes, though it is tested by fire, may be found to result in praise and glory and honor at the revelation of Jesus Christ. Though you have not seen him, you love him. Though you do not see him, you believe in him and rejoice with joy that is inexpressible and filled with glory, obtaining the outcome of your faith, the salvation of your souls. Let's think about these questions today. In a world full of temporary things, how can you cling to a joy that can never be taken away? How can patience and a willingness to trust God give you confidence that God can turn your grief into joy? How does Jesus' analogy of a woman giving birth give you the proper perspective to choose joy despite your circumstances? Join me in prayer. Jesus, thank you for the endless joy and the hope we receive through your word. Even though we do not see you, we love you and we rejoice in that inexpressible, full of glory joy. We cling to this joy that will never be taken away. So today, Lord, we pray for true satisfaction in walking with Jesus. Just a closer walk with thee, we pray. Amen.